Hello, this is Toby. Welcome to episode 2 of Toby Honest. And to be honest, I am feeling really grumpy today. I feel like the kind of bear with a sore head. I've had a headache for like a couple of days. I think it stemmed from last week. Last week I put in a prescription about 2 weeks ago for my ADHD meds because I realized I had about a week left, and I thought, well, I'll get it in early. That way there's going to be no issues. I've never had any issues previously. It should be fine. I'll get it like maybe in a day or two. So I did that on the Friday. No, I did that on the Sunday because that was enough time. I was like, yeah, that's great. Then on the Friday, I got a text message from the pharmacy basically saying there is a problem with one of your prescriptions, and that was it. So I had to go into the pharmacy and I was like, I've just had this text message. It doesn't really tell me what the issue is or which medication it is. What medication is it? And they're like, okay, so we have your blood pressure medication, which is fine. But we don't have your ADHD medication. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to be out as of today. What do I do? And they were like, well, we can give you this slip. You can take it to another pharmacy and they may be able to help you. So that was it. So I called another pharmacy, I think one of the closer ones near to where I live. And they were like, yeah, we don't have any in currently, but we can order it in for you, but you do need to bring in the slip so that we can order that because it's a controlled drug. It's basically meth. It's a methamphetamine. It does have a proper name and I don't have the thing next to it. It's Delmosart or Delmosart or however it's pronounced. And so yeah, it's a controlled substance, so they have to be careful with it. So I had to take the slip in there. They ordered it and then it turned up the following week. So I went without meds for a couple of days and it caused a massive fluctuation. I feel like sometimes when you, I don't know, think of a completely still river, a lake, a pond, something like that. And then someone just chucks in a big stone and then there's a ripple, like the ripple effect, right? I feel like that's what's happened. There's been like a drop in my meds and now my brain is trying to like react to that and just find its balance again. But in the interim of doing that, it's giving me daily headaches and that's not fun. So I'm pretty grumpy. And also last night, I could not sleep. I didn't have a headache before I went to bed, but I got into bed and my brain just then started racing and it just started thinking of things and just started going around in loops. And I was like, right, am I going to go and sleep now? Is this going to be possible for me to go to sleep? No. I tried and tried and tried. I looked at my phone. It was like 20 to 2. I was like, okay, right. So I decided to get out of bed. I thought, well, I think there's one usual way of being able to sleep. I thought, well, I'll just have a wank. That'll help. It will help me sleep. Did that. It was nice, went back to bed and just laid down again and thought, okay, I'm a bit more chilled and a little less stressed. About 20, 25 minutes, I think, until I was actually asleep. It felt fucking forever. But then I woke up this morning about 7 o'clock, so about 4 hours sleep. And then I come into work and it's a Monday, and Mondays at work are just never fun for anybody, are they? Come on. Like, yeah. The whole Monday work feeling. And I also then discovered that there'd been work assigned to me that I wasn't aware of. And there's loads of emails that have come through. And I'm just a bit grumpy. So I thought, hey, this is what podcasting is about, right? This is the whole point I decided to restart podcasting. Is because I want to talk about stuff that's in my mind at the time and get it out of my system. And I think sharing the fact that I'm fucking grumpy is a good thing. It might help me make sense of it. It might help me just get the rant out of my system and just go, okay, I'm feeling a little more zen now. I think I can cope with whatever today throws at me. But today has already thrown a few things at me, and I decided to mention them at work. And I was like, these are things I'm really struggling with. My brain is not playing ball. I can't make sense of this. please help. And thankfully, they've actually been able to help me, which is a bit surprising. Not surprising, but because the team I work with, the company I work for, are really, really good. But yeah, I'm kind of like, okay, thanks. That was easier than I thought it was going to be. So yeah, I'm currently just sat at my work desk. I thought I'd take a little bit of time to just talk. Yesterday was really nice, actually. Me and my partner decided that we were going to get out of the house. So we went to a national trust. There's one called Lyme, and that is where Pride and Prejudice was filmed, the one with Colin Firth. I was almost going to say Colin Farrell, but that's a completely different person. So we went there and had a look around the house and the gardens, very pretty. I also tried to sample some sounds when I was there. There's some sounds of water, some sounds of gooses, maybe, because I might be able to turn the goose sound into some form of instrument to make music with, because yeah, that's the kind of person I am. Yeah, so we'll see what happens from that. And then after that, we drove from there to Buxton, and we went to a nice little food place and had some food. Yeah, it was just really, really nice, really, really chilled. I've got quite a short week at work this week. I'm only working 3 days. I have booked off the Thursday because that is my partner's birthday. And it's also the bank holiday weekend out on the Friday and the Monday. So yeah, it's going to be a nice extended like 5 days off. My partner is actually off this week, which is really cool. I think for them to be able to disconnect from work is a good thing, because I think they've been looking forward to it for a while. I'm also aware that I don't want to talk about other people's lives without like consent to do so. So I don't want to go into too much detail. So if I skirt around things, just that's why, understandably. I've already had a bit of feedback on my first episode, which was really, really lovely. So one of the things that as a podcast I really enjoy is the interaction, is the acknowledgement that people are actually listening. Because a lot of the time, like I've said on the previous one, it can feel very much like you're talking to yourself, because in essence that is literally what I'm doing. I'm holding a microphone and I'm talking to myself, and in the hope that somebody out there is listening to me. Nobody has to listen to me, but people choose to. But then when people leave comments on the actual like episode, like on the website that I make my podcast for, that's really lovely, because that's a real, like, you've taken the time, the effort to do that. So massive thank you. Massive, massive thank you. I've had a few people reach out to me on Instagram to say how lovely it is that I am podcasting again and that it's really nice to hear my voice. So it's been a really nice welcome back into the sphere of podcasting. And yeah, I just want to say thank you. I'm also aware that my mum listens to my podcast. So this is just like a little bit for my mother. Hi, mum. How are you doing? Hope you're having a nice day. You may hear things on this podcast about me. I'm going to, like I said, this is a podcast where I'm going to be very truthful and open about my life. So I don't think we've ever had anything like hidden from each other. So, but you might hear stuff that might be a little bit awkward. If you, maybe I should have like a little,
this is a mother's warning.
But yeah, like just be aware that I might talk about stuff that is stuff you might not want to hear. And yeah, but I'm not shying away from talking about that stuff just because you're listening, right? But yeah, I am creatively, my brain is in a space now where I'm really enjoying creating, like making music, making podcasts. I am doing some things in the background with YouTube. I went through a bit of an audit with my YouTube accounts the other day. So over the years, I've had like ideas for podcasts and failed channels on YouTube. And when I sign into YouTube on like a device, it like which account you want to log into. And there used to be maybe about 20 accounts. Like there were old accounts that I don't use anymore that have nothing on them. There were accounts that I had for like collaborative things that I don't use anymore. And I was like, how many of these do I actually use now? And I was like, I think there's probably maybe a maximum of 5, maybe 6 compared to what there was. So yesterday I went through like a massive admin of removing and deleting these old channels that just, they're not doing anything. And they were just sat there. And as of today, I have made all of my YouTube videos on my like main YouTube channel private, because I'm not really sure what I want to do with YouTube at the moment. I feel like I want to do something, but I don't know where to start. I don't know how I'm going to do that. And I just want to kind of spend some time really thinking about that. I kind of had the same thing with this podcast. I wanted to kind of start when I felt ready, and rather than just recording for the sake of recording, like, because like I've said, if I don't have anything to say, I'm not going to say anything, because there is literally no point in doing that. So there's creative ideas going on in the background. There's stuff in my brain, but it doesn't actually have any substance at the moment. It's just like ideas floating around. Something might come from it. Something might not come from it. I can't make any comments on whether it will. It may just be that I have a YouTube channel that doesn't have any videos on it anymore, or I might unprivate some of them at some point. I don't know. Because I when I was privating all the videos, it was like, are you sure you want to private 495 videos? And I was like, how is it possible that I have that many videos? And then I looked and I was like, well, there's 11 years worth of videos on there. I guess they stack up. There's some really embarrassing stuff on there. I'm very glad that it's private now. But yeah, I'm just going through the process of trying to like, I don't know. I don't like the expression cut the fat. I'm trying to like streamline some of the creative things I do, rather than having like lots of these loose threads of ideas and plans and things that I go, oh, that'll be a great idea, I'll make this now, and then not do anything with it. Like, the whole concept for this podcast is going to be really embarrassing. The whole concept for To Be Honest started in 2018 or 2017, and the concept was literally what it is a kind of like a solo show with occasional guest shows. So people have coming on and we talk and chat or whatever. And that was the initial idea behind it. And I was like, okay, that's going to be a great idea. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll launch this. I started like talking to people and planning stuff. And then nothing became of that. And then I thought, oh, okay, I'll do this. And then the pandemic happened. And I thought, oh, okay, I can do this over Zoom. Then I didn't do that. And then I bought the website and then I didn't use it. And I just kept renewing it and didn't use it and kept renewing it and didn't use it. And it was just becoming this loop of like, is this podcast ever going to see the light of fucking day? I made trailers for the podcast. I made about 4 different trailers where I was like, this is what the podcast is going to be. And then never did anything with it. Until the other day when I decided it's time to break the 6-year. I was like podcast edging. Just keep edging that podcast until it's ready to come. So yeah, this is where we are in the world. I am, just through talking, feeling a lot less grumpy. I'm also really, I didn't know this on YouTube. Actually, one thing you will see on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, is this podcast, because they have a podcast feature, which I didn't know about until recently, and it automatically pulls the episodes onto there. So yeah, that's kind of cool. But you can find this podcast pretty much on all of the podcasting places. So like the usual Apple Podcasts, Spotify, things like that. You'll find it there. I am running out of things to say. I really should start doing some work and drinking more water in the hope that that will stop my brain from hurting. And yeah. And that is the sign of an email coming through for work. And with that, everybody, it's been lovely to have you on board for this episode. If you want to leave a comment please do, you can go to tobyhonest.com and then you can find the episodes on there. And there's little comment things. You can just leave a comment there. You can also message me on all of my socials, Twitter, Instagram. I'm TBYHXLY on all of my socials. It's basically Toby Huxley and remove all of the vowels. Yeah, all of the vowels. Get rid of those fucking vowels. Please get in contact. Let's have a chat. Let's talk. Let me know what you think. This is fun. This is what I've missed. Just being able to take the pressure off of my brain. I'm going to go now because I really do need to do some work. Bye.